This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Chaf Hey. Siman Chaf Hey, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said that after you put on talis, you should put on tefillin because of Malan B'Kodesh Ve'in Moiridin. And if you put the tefillin in the talis bag, you need to be careful that you don't put the tefillin above, so you don't encounter the tefillin first, and then you're going to have to put on the tefillin before the talis so that you're not mavir nala mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yitzarech La'anicham Nira Li Pashat. It would seem to me that it's obvious. We're in Siman Chaf Hei Sif Katan Dalet. De'im Mispalel Beveisa, if you're davening at home. V'roitza Aniach Talos HaTfilin. And you want to put on Talos HaTfilin. Uvetoich Cheder Shalafonov Munach HaTfilin. And in the room in front of you, you have Tfilin. Uvetoich Cheder Achar. And in another room, Munach HaTalos. Tzarech La'aniach Tfilin Bereisha. Kedei Shalo Yavar Ala Mitzvahis. Acharei Da Tfilin Mezumanu Lefanov Tchila. In other words, you're walking in a hallway. In the room coming up, you have talis. Excuse me, the room coming up, you have tefillin. And in another room further on, you have talis. So you're not technically touching the tefillin first, but you'll be in the vicinity of the tefillin before the vicinity of the talis. You still have to put on the tefillin first. That's still called Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvahis. It doesn't have to be you touch the tefillin. No, don't touch the tefillin before the talis. Not a matter of just touching. It's being in the vicinity. The Mishnah Berurah brings a raya that when it comes to the avoida that you're obligated to do, the avoida that you encounter first, merely in the same vicinity, not only if you touch it. Koidem hatalis vim. Okay, now. So like this. We just said, if you encounter the tefillin, first thing you have to put on the tefillin before the talis. But what if you put down the tefillin and you took the talis? Should we say, well, I encountered the tefillin first, so now I should put down the talis and put on the tefillin? No. Shuv asr la'azav lita tefillin. Then it's asr to forsake the talis and put on the tefillin. Says Rama, Haga. Miu im tefillin mizuman biyadai. Let's say you have tefillin available. Ve'en lo tzitzis. So do I say, well, maybe I should wait until somebody brings me tzitzis to put on the tzitzis to be able to be malin b'kodesh properly. Ein tzach lahamten ala tzitzis, ala meniach tefillin, shemavien talis, me'atfai. When they bring the talis, wrap yourself in the talis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'en lo tzitzis, afilu hu hoylech b'li dalet kanfais. If you don't have tefillin, and if you have tefillin, you don't have tzitzis yet, you don't have to wait, even if that means you won't have any tzitzis, even a beged katan. And certainly for us, that anyway, we already have a talis katan, so it's not the end of the world that you don't have your talis yet, because the truth is, all the reasons to do tefillin after talis, so even if you don't have a talis, you've already fulfilled it. You already were malah b'kodesh because you have a talis katan. You already did do the tadir because you put on the talis katan. Okay? Ein tzarech. You don't have to wait. Why? Why don't you have to wait? Isn't it better to wait in this way you do it in the correct order? Mimnei she'ein mashin asa mitzvah. We don't delay mitzvahs. Afal pi she'ish loymer she'yaseh kach yoseh min ha'mavchar. Mitzvah b'shaita chaviva. A mitzvah at its time is most beloved. This seems to be invoking the famous machlokes Radvaz and Chacham Tzvi, when you have an option to do, is it better to do a mitzvah immediately, or is it better to wait and do it behidr? So we usually paskin like the Radvaz, that it's better to do the mitzvah right away. It's not so pashut. The Dirshu brings that the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tav Chavav that for Kiddush Levana, even if this man comes, wait till Matzah Shabbos, because Matzah Shabbos, you're in a good mood and you're wearing nice clothing, and the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Machaneh Torah brings from the Chai Adam that from here we learn that if by delaying a mitzvah you could be mekayim it a little bit better, it's better to delay it. Lamaisa, the Bir Halacha brings the grow would be mekadesh levana right away. And the Malbim in the Artzis Achayim makes a distinction between Kiddush Levana and other mitzvahs, and Tefillin. By Kiddush Levana, by waiting to Matzah Shabbos, the Etzem mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is performed in a better way. Masha'en came by Tefillin, it's not that the mitzvah of Tefillin is better, it's just that your Avodas Hashem is enhanced through the fulfilling Malin B'Kodesh Ve'en Moedin. That's the Chilak of the Malbim. I would humbly say that I still don't think it's so pashut, even when the mitzvah itself is enhanced, that you should wait and do the mitzvah rather than do the mitzvah right away. If I'm not mistaken, the Chasam Sofer in many, many places brings this machlokes, and he always paskins it's better to do the mitzvah itself first. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with that, but usually we go like the tzad that it's better to do the mitzvah immediately. Okay. We once actually had a share on that subject. Okay, well, let's continue here. V'chein b'tadr v'sheinu tadr d'kamlan tadr kaidim in a tadr faneinu in tzarch lahamtin. You don't have to wait for the tadr. Sif beiz. Sif beiz. Mishu zar b'talas katan, one who is careful about a talas katan. What does it mean, someone who's careful about a talas katan? Let's see the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, "Ratzulamer ki kasa bezoyar shemitzvah leilech mi pesach beisoy betzitzitz utfilin." It's a mitzvah to go out of your doorway with tzitzis and tefillin. V'alkeinim eino zar b'talas katan. If you're not careful with talis katan, mukhrachai deis a little boyish bebeisai kaidem atfillin hatalis gadol. You're going to have to put at home before the tefillin the talis gadol. But if you're zor with a talis katan, you could fulfill the inyan of wearing talis and tefillin with the talis katan, and the talis gadol you could wear in shul. And certainly, if you want to put on your talis gadol at home, you could be mekayim this inyan of leaving your home wearing talis and tefillin. There seems to be a Kabbalistic practice that one should leave their home in the morning with talis and tefillin. I don't think in America this is a recommended practice. I don't think in America you should walk in the streets with talis and tefillin. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, why not? You know, Eretz Yisrael, L'chaira, Rebbe Yeager, you do that? Rebbe Yeager is a tzaddik, he leaves his house with talis and tefillin. I don't think in the Slabotka yeshivas, even in Eretz Yisrael, they do that. I'm pretty sure they don't. We know we once discussed that. But that's the Zohar. So the Shulchan Aruch is not saying you should do that. He's saying, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch says someone who is careful wearing a talis katan, he should put it on and put on the tefillin in his house. V'yelech lavush betzitzis u'muchter betefillin lebeis ha'knesses v'sham yisatef betalis gadol. There you put on the talis gadol. V'ha'olam na'agu l'satef af betalis gadol kaidem. The Ramah says the minog here in Krakow, in Poland, is we put on the talis gadol before, l'varech alav, and then the tefillin, and then they go to shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Beveisoi, Kedei Sheyetzim Pesach Beisoi, Betzitzas Utfilin, Ukamoy Shehevi Abeis Yosef Adak Yemosha Besem Hazoyar, Ayin Sham Shuhu Inyan Gadol. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues. So it seems like it's a big Inyan to leave your house in the morning with Talis and Tfilin. The Dirshu discusses the following shaila. What if by me delaying and putting on talis tefillin at home, I won't be me'asar rishonim? We know that one should try to be from the first 10 people in the shul. So you'll say, well, if everyone's going to be from the rishonim, then no one's going to be it. You know, why? The answer is you don't have to worry that everyone's going to be from the asar rishonim. Don't worry. So for some reason, this one has not caught on that much. But What is more important, to go to leave your house with talis and tefillin, or to be from Masar Rishonim? Later on in Siman Tzadi, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that Arizal was not makvid to be Masar Rishonim, and that's because the Arizal had digestive issues, and because he wanted to wear talis and tefillin when he went to shul, and he couldn't do that because he daven neitz. So he could, in other words, he had to wait until a little bit later to put on the talis and tefillin. So the Magen Avraham wants to say from here we see it's better to be ma'utah b'talis and tefillin than to be from Masar Rishonim. Kaf HaChaim also paskins this way. The Malbim disagrees. The Malbim says the main reason the Ari is because he had digestive issues. The second reason is just a secondary reason. And says the Malbim, Asar Rishonim trumps the going to shul in a talis and tefillin. You know, I'm a Malbim. I go like the Malbim. But, and also in America, you can't walk out on the street in talis and tefillin. Just, you can't do that. Not a good idea. But the Mishnah Berurah adds, if you're going to be walking through dirty alleyways, depends where you live in Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Mea Sha'arim, Rabbi Yeager, where do you live? You can't reveal publicly. We want to know where you live.
Neve Yaakov.
Are there mostly Jews over there?
Yeah, mostly Jews.
Mostly Jews. If they're goyim in the street, you can't wear the tefillin outside. So what do? Yanichim mechatzar beis hakneses. Put them on in the courtyard of the shul. Say, why put them on in the courtyard? At least this way, you're not being yoytze leaving your house in talis and tefillin, but you're yoytze entering the shul in talis and tefillin. In my yeshiva in Chavetz Chaim, the Rosh Yeshiva, they put on the tefillin in a side room and they come into the base medrash wearing the talis and tefillin. Or if you can't, put them in your house and cover them with your hat or with your hand. The Zoyar, according to many Achroinim, is only talking about if you daven after daylight. But if you're going to shul while it's dark, like this morning, even if you daven a little bit later, it was dark outside. So then there's no inyan of leaving your house in talis and tefillin. It seems like it is admirable to put on the talis and the tefillin outside the shul. What would the inyan of that be? In other words, I understand the Zayar says to leave the Pesach Beisai Mu'utav B'Tzitzis Mukhtar B'Tfilin. But if you're already coming to Shul, what's the Indian of wearing it, of putting it on in the Chatzar? It sounds like there's a special Indian of entering the Beis HaKnesses already Mu'utav U'Mukhtar. Okay, we'll do one more. The Mechaber said, if you're Zohar to wear Talis Katan, then you put on the Talis Gadol in Shul after you're already wearing Tefillin. Af Yafa Pishaba Talis Gadol Yadoi Koidim Sheiniach HaTefillin. Even though the Talis Gadol you already encountered for the Tefillin, Ein Tzach L'Satu Boi Bebeisai. Kivan Shein Daito Lov Shaykan. You don't plan on wearing it here, but rather later on. So the Rama says the minog in Krakow was to put on the talis at home, but if they're goyim in the street, do not wear talis in the street. Many people, they like to be makbid on the Erev. Very nice, you want to be makbid on the Erev? Yeah, but you can't walk outside in America wearing a talis. I mean, the guy may think you're Superman, maybe you're going to fly off and save the day or something. You can't walk around in a talis in America in the street. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was very makir about that. So I just saw this Shabbos, Rabbi Yaakov's grandson. It was a warm day. He doesn't use the Erev. So what does he do? He wears his talis and he puts a coat on. So, you know, I'm not sure how that solves the issue. Then the goyim are just going to think that you're a Superman who's very cold. But anyway, but that's the deal. Don't think you want to be makbid on halacha and you look ridiculous wearing talis and tefillin and marching off in the street. Again, from our point of view, it looks regular, but it seems like it's not proper to wear it in a bifnei nachrim. Ulevarech olav, and you make a bracha on perish berachas lasate v'kiven lifter berachas zugamat talis katan galbasim ches v'yud ayin shem mishabrus of katan chavdan. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. We'll continue tomorrow. Sif Gimel. Have a great day.
Can I ask?
Yeah, sure.
Nowadays, why does it care so much what the guy thinks, what he looks like? They have no morals, they have no dress code, they have nothing. So why does it bother me what he thinks of me the way I'm dressed? They don't go dressed at all.
You mean that because, you know, they have a mohawk with 50 tattoos and a bone pierced through their nose. So, you know, we wear a talis, big deal. Yeah. Well, on one level, it could be it's not safe. Maybe the persecution or they'll mock Jews and it won't be good for the community. And on another level, it seems like no matter how low a human being descends, there is some pintala human quality that they still have. And when they see something that they don't understand, it causes a certain... it causes their view of us to be lowered. But I hear point well taken. Does this still apply bizman hazeh? L'chaira, it would still apply.
Rabbi, I have another question.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it just seems to me that I've fallen in that area, and the reason why is because I was living in an area that wasn't predominantly Jewish, so walking down the street with the tallis, then I thought maybe other Jewish people would see and then they would be inspired, and some people did maybe see me that were Jewish.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's another possible consideration. You know, if you want to influence other Jews, you know, everything has to be thrown into the mix and has to be evaluated. But again, there's a consideration that if you're living in a Gentile area, that maybe you make them feel uncomfortable. You know, there might be a lot of different factors. You know, but maybe if you're in a place where other Jews are afraid to observe, and by you wearing talis and tefillin publicly, you'll inspire them. So that's possibly a consideration. It seems like if you live in Eretz Yisrael and Yadenu Tekifa, the ideal way to do the mitzvah is you put on talis and tefillin at home and you leave your house wearing it. If you live in a Gentile area, it seems like it's ideal to put on talis and tefillin and outside of the shul and, you know, in a side room, and then enter the main Beis HaMedrash wearing the talis and tefillin.
Rabbi, why does Machaber bring specifically, if you're wearing talis katan, you don't have to put the talis katan on at all. Why wouldn't you? Like, what's the chassar in here to do tefillin? You should do tefillin at home and then do the talis in shul.
Again, we're dealing with the Zayar, right? The Zayar's practice is you want to leave your house with talis and tefillin. So if you wear a talis katan, you're mekayim the Zayar by wearing talis katan and tefillin.
Yeah, but if you wear a talis gadol, you're mekayim the chal deyas. You know, with the ma'alam kodesh and everything, is time that anyway with talis katan.
I mean, why Dafka put on the talis and shul?
Yeah, the Mechaber seems to be going out of his way. Like, if you have a talis katan, then the daf could do it that way. Like, where you don't have to, he says.
One second. The Bir Halacha that we saw, the Bir Halacha says, that the Pshat and the Mechaber, third line, Berlach is Vahatalis Godal Yuchal Lilav Shoy Bebeis HaKnesses. The Kol Shekinim Yirtzos Adzos Gamatalis Godal Bebeis. It seems like Not that you should in the shul, but that you're allowed to in the shul. You mean, basically, it's a pain in the neck to put on a talis gadol at home, let's say. Right? So the Mechaber is saying, yeah, if you want to be yoytze the zayar and you're makbid on a talis katan, you could be yoytze the zayar that way and take it easy on the talis gadol. But you want to put on the talis gadol at home, that's even better.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.